Chaya Damadava Abhyaghi. Janava Kirivardam. Gopi Jana Kivaravi. Yashoda Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nanda Ranjana. Atira Shari Yatira Shari Shada Mada Biari Chaya Radhava Dabarim E Gopi Balaba Givari Gopi Jalaba Givaradariyam Sudajnandana Vrajajanjana Yashodanana Anaranjana Yashana Vrajajana Ranjana Amuna Tira Vachi Amuna Tira Vari Amuna Tira Chari Amuna Tira Vanachari Et si toi-même qui j'arrête pas de sata, Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Svati Thakur qui ta côte tu vas échouer une de qui j'arrête quand Shishimad Bhagavat j'arrête. Savit qui j'arrête. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Bhastaya Bhutari Shrimati Bharaswami Niti Nate Sarasvati Devi Gaura Vani. Today we are reading the third canto called the Status. We are reading from chapter of God, text 11. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, Praasya. Mahabaho, Almighty Bhagavan, all opulences, Shabda, with a transcendental reply, Lord Brahma, Deva, the gods, Prina, Uchiraya, Visura, Vacha Aya Mahabaho Bhagavan Shacharaha Yachastur Devam Nan Uchiraya Gira. Oh, thank you. Om Vate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vaya. Om Bhagavate Vasaya. Maitreya Uvacha. Prasya Mahabha. Bhagavan Shacharaha. Pratyagurde. Queen Jiraya Maitreya Uvacha Vacha Mahabhava Yavan Vacha Deva Jiraya Said, thus Lord Brahma, who is understood by transcendence, try to satisfy the demigods, words of prayer. Evan Gwaisi Bhaktivedanta Swami, the misdeeds of deity situation. He replied to the demigods there in the cool stamp. Agyana Timena Chala Chala Kaya Shakshu Unmitans Mashi Gora Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestai Shimati Swamini Tinamine Name Sarasvatni Pracharine Nirvese Shivadi Pasne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vedadar Shiva Sadi Gora Bhak Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Yanam Narottamam Devim Sarasvatin Vyasam Tato Hare Krishna. So my time properly. There is a few things, and one of them is prayers, that the Vandanam, that we may not self. I like to develop that aspect of service. We had Nacha who visited us, and he did such a presentation in the Bhagavad Gita. And what I notice is that when these are pray to Lord Vishnu, this is some glorification, you know, like here, Twan. You know, God of the demigod, she's the universe, head jewel of all the demigod in all that world. All this exists in you. So the demigods, they had a problem. They had a problem properly. They couldn't do their service properly. There was that darkness was due to deity pregnancy. She was pregnant, and she was pregnant with two people who are going to create in the universe. And so she was holding pregnant. And as time was, the universe was darker. So the demigods, they couldn't do empowered in their service, very disempowered, to explain the chapter. And they were perplexed. They were, and their disempowerment led them to go to Lord Brahma. And they approached Lord Brahma, they didn't simply say, and that's, you know, like often we were like, oh, just like looking at our plier, just help us. I was just imagining us, devotees, in all our ways to each other with glorification. Like, oh, don't. You're in charge of everything here, your abilities. And all day long, people ask for it, and you never waver. You do your service. That's an example. So, it is truth. Glorification is not praise. Glorification says is, you know, sometimes used for manipulation. Okay, true, Pran Govinda says, like we always can choose. And so, because when we make your we need help for something, that's an invitation. Somewhere, it's an acknowledgement of it, not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that can be followed by humility. Like I glorified, and when I glorified, then I feel so special with their service, or it is because of my request. I can see, yeah, you know, I'm coming because or to solve this problem. I'm coming. I need the resources to do my service properly. Like another one that we can have is like when to pray and request. But one argument one could pose because in the modern world, that's a mantra. The time. I'm running, there is no more time for anything. So, thinking of that, there is one example in that me. It's the example of Arjuna. If I find the book here. So Arjuna, there was a situation, in a situation that Atayatra. So Brahma strikes like atomic bomb, go, release, they arrive practically. Arjuna saw the Brahmas are coming to him. What time? I just need to ask Krishna, protect me. He didn't do it because it's quite far out. So to now say, thereupon, a glare spread in ashes, because the Brahmastra was coming to Arjuna. He was here that he thought his own life in danger. And so he began to shriek. Arjuna said, "Oh, Shri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no to your different energies. Therefore, you can still fearlessness in the heart of your devotees. And in the flame of material miseries, can find the path of liberation in you." Remember, the Brahmastra has come, there is, and that's where Arjuna goes. Continues. "You are the original personality that would exist all over the creation." And he starts to materialize. "You have cast away the effect of the energy of spiritual potence. You are situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge." Still, not asking anything. "And oh, you are beyond the purview of the material. You have the four principles of liberation characterized by religion for the ultimate good of the soul." Still, nothing. "Thus, sound doesn't remove the burden of the world. And friends, those who are your exclusive devotees and meditation upon you. O Lord of Lords, how is it that vigilance is spreading all around? Where I'm from, I understand it." And then Krishna did. There are so many examples like that. Gods, they're all there. The demigods, every time there is full day, they usually go to Brahma. And, you know, sometime he goes to Lord Vishnu, Shiroda, Kashai, Vishnu. And basically what they do before they glorify. And that glorification brings to vulnerability. Vulnerability naturally brings to reality. Of humility, then we can trust that is going to decide, or whatever is going to decide, going to be to for our ultimate benefit. So here, Lord Brahma, demigod, and here he pleased, very pleased. They're in so how can he be pleased in this? And that was one of the points that smile. Brahma is smiled, and you know we can imagine the four-headed Brahma thing. Mouse, like, you know, just, it's our imagination to go. So he's somewhere, when the dumps, this seems, what kind of smile is that? That it could be inconsiderate, or even maybe. And Chaitanya Charan gives the example, the Bhagavad Gita, and in the back, Arjuna is in a two arm, and he's in such a distress. He doesn't want her, and he sees all his fibers. And he's experienced this. His service is to fight this battle. In that, he doesn't want to do that. And he gives a limited amount, shastric reason, social reason. He gives logical arguments. Reason. He gives lots of reasons that are really bad for humans. And try to. And then Krishna says, "You're a fool." "No, but you're so sentimental." Basically, says Krishna, "Say you're mental." And then another is surrender. So that's your panadosha, swabhava. So that surrender, Krishna, the same way that the demigods are saying, and we humble ourselves, naturally we are for peer instruction. So, okay, I have lost my composure. I don't know what's religion here. I really don't know. I have lost my, I don't know, south from north. And please me, want to shishastiham, shadi, prapapanam. Yeah, please, my soul surrender unto you. Krishna was right there. Again, someone was in great distress, and then the distress is smiling. But the Krishna here, they want to hear, because people care, we know until they know that we care. So we need to show care. Krishna did show care. The whole first chance is Krishna hearing all argument of listening quietly, listening, being lazy. And then he say, "You're a fool." And then Arjuna doesn't have a solution. He is helpless, hopeless. And then Krishna smiling. Why does he smile? Because he knows the transcendental sound, a sharp. That he knows that transcend will give perspective to the truth, Arjuna. To sound, we too, when we listen to of the world, it's something that's very dear to me. Listening to the king in his classes, So Rupa speak in a way that's so humorous that I laugh or smile at the misery of the world. I have been, you know, sometimes people back like smiling or laughing, you know, speaking about misery of the world and how difficult it is. There's so many errors at every step and then laughing at them. It's because a devotee, but I'm a devotee, trained. We are trained to have some and to see that everything that's happening in this world is created by everything, that there is no mistake either. Because the pure, because the devotee, no mistake in the universe, because the Lord Brahma, that there is no mistake in the universe. Because Krishna, that there is no, he knows everything is implied. I'm going to give you knowledge, and you can do it, but I'm going to give you that alternate perspective. To see the world from my perspective, my Krishna's perspective, all there is love. So like ready. And that's an interesting thing. My brain try always to capture time. So what else? This is lust to have children, or the Kumara being cursed by Kumara Vijaya. What is it? We can just ask ourselves. And you know, like that, Vara, Raktavamina Manu. So, you know, like it's seven, I think, six. So in terms of time, she was with lust because she was the recipient of those two demons. The only place, like the sand to the material world, was his, you know, we can conjuncture that on the event that took place. Or because DT was Jenny, then the four Kumara which. Yes, thing is perfect, and usually do more than one thing when he something like some Ashvatam. There is, you know, some there. So when something happening, usually it's an effect, you know, understanding the cause in the, you know, circumstance, and of course ultimate Anakaranam is Krishna, and then future of what's happening, how it's happening for Diti, and what if even so here it's said. Which understand the misdeed of deity, but the misdeed is like four sense because Jai and Vijay need conjuncturing something. So telling, he knows story. He knows that he's going to demigods in a way that the demigods understand what, and how in fact it's glorious. Why? Because it gives the opportunity for the Lord of the universe to come in the form of Ra. Of course, the devotees, they are always eager to speak about the Lord. Lord Brahma is Trikala, sees the future, and he's right to demigod story of first going to Vaikuntha, and then of course that all and of the planet, which is quite amazing. Part of the Bhagavatam coming where we visit our ears. Shabda Brahman is like descending knowledge, of course, because of descending knowledge. Shabda Brahman is transcendent, ascending knowledge, and the demigods, they see Brahman, and we through our own and know about Brahma. We need not to come down superior to us. We can, you know, maybe if we so many things, we can try our twins, but when it comes to being knowledge, So the devotee is the light of mind, and he trusts the Lord. The Lord can use every circumstance for the purpose. Now, I'd like to speak about is it says that it spoke in a way, peace with their world. Srila Prabhupada said, it spoke in a world that they could understand. So, We can look at that, how that they could understand. I remember as a child, he loved intellectual, and there was a period, he grew up in Muslim country. He was in contact with a lot of Muslim. And once, that's when I was a little girl, he was a lot of Muslim scholars. We knew the Shastra, Muslim Shastra. And I remember as a living, spending time with them. I loved, they were always telling stories about after another, and that's a knowledge is transmitted. So, okay, we receive knowledge. Of course, we receive knowledge through a dialogue. Here we have a dialogue between demigods, and that dialogue will lead to a dialogue between the four Kumara and Giant Vijay, later another dialogue between the Lord of Vaikuntha and Jayai and the four Kumara. And that dialogue is a dialogue, all those dialogues are dialogue between, within the dialogue Vaitreya Rishi, which is a dialogue which is encapsulated by Sutta Goswami speaking to the self of Vaimishiranya, which is a dialogue that's there. Sukadev Goswami speaking to Makshit. So, you know, yes, often there is dialogue within the dialogue. Sometimes we have up to seven layers. That's a way that we can speak, that we. And the sages, they do a lot narrating dialogues between two devotees. Another way is the way I heard in my so many fascinating stories. And Srila Prabhupada expert giving stories. So many stories. Sometimes you refer and Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami, Sutta, Rishi. They go into they go there and stories illuminate a spiritual people, and that way we can understand, and that way we get it, because it's so pleasurable to talk to others. Srila Prabhupada also, he tells me, and that's also a way he's speaking that what can be understood. And Christ used a parable, I think that's how it's called. In his stories, Christ makes stone on something to teach, and instead of teaching in a way that's I have a word that I just love. A direct teaching of philosophy. He teaches to people. And a lot of his disciples, they're like, what? I don't get it. But he knew that those parts are the content that can carry. Puranas, they are old. Purana mean old. Purana have a content through those stories and carry through time, place, and circumstance. And again, and then Srila Prabhupada tells stories about his life, and also he tells Prabhupada, I'm like a mouse, like the story of like so many little balls, like that stories that he makes about our folk story from Bengal folk stories to illustrate a point, to really speak that we can understand. And then, of course, so many analogies. He gave an analogy to describe analogy. He gave it very, very helpful for preaching. I have a ball preaching. Niranjan Swami, when he was young, he compiled all the Prabhupada's books that can be used for preaching. People can relate. Why? Because analogy brings something that very brings it close to us. Srila Prabhupada gives example, like if we the movement of the moon, and we just naked eye, and we try to movement of the moon, we are not going to capture the movement of the moon, because it's too far away, and it's the capacity of our senses. Eyes cannot movement of the moon. However, Srila Prabhupada, given this chronology, is that if we look at the moon through the branch of a tree, because it's with us, it's right, it's near to us, pairs our eyes. So if we look through the branch of a tree, we can perceive that the moon is moving or away from one brand to another. That's something that was impossible for us to perceive, become easy. So one way to see, and we are a movement of preachers, Lord Chitra, everywhere, in every town, every glorified Krishna, people to fight Krishna, Lord Chaitanya to be all, be a guru. Guru is not out there, it's a reality. That's me. Not like I'm diffusing a guru. But no, we need to also be good. Lord Chaitanya, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, is there. Be a guru. We are a guru, know how to speak in a way that can energy are very useful to make energy Prabhupada many analogies. And then there is the instruction, all the aphorism, Vedanta, and even the Lord Chaitanya and even Lord Krishna, they quote authority, quoting from authority. You know, authority of the Bible or something that's very authoritative to affirm ourselves. It's a way to have knowledge, quote from authority. So that's another way that we can, ways that can, like even Krishna, he speak to Arjuna, he said, no, all, and all the for you, they also says something. Oh, you know, it should be enough, the authority of Krishna, Krishna refer authorities. And then there is allegory. Symbolism is like, the suffering in the fire, and we understand burning. their cause, or it's very difficult to retrace their cause. They go on and on and on, and they burn all for similarity. Life does like that. That's simple. And then when we have met a lot of symbolism, it's a story. And Narada Muni, I believe it's Narada Muni, to Parishabari, has the King Puranjan. So that's another way. It's so fun to make a story, you know, like it's make up a story in an allegory, symbolism, the body and the nine gates, and, you know, the intelligence carried away, and find a series of symbolism that allow like a story. And through those allegories, it's another way. And, you know, they would take in a way that's easily understood. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, many of them, instruction in a way to speak. And when we say, according to time, place, and circumstances, we change. We don't change the essence. Vedanta stays the same. We don't want changing. It's about taking what we have and find through our own ability, our own realization. Srila Prabhupada can give class, just speak from realization. And so when, you know, with our realization, then we can find the authentic knowledge without changing it or making anything out of it through different parables, stories, analogies, similes. The story can be like, you know, the story of Shiva, the story of Jajamir so many times. From our own lives, Shiva Prabhupada used the story or Shiva Prabhupada describes some, yeah, this on its deathbed. And then a friend was hearing that, you know, like lust and desire up to the end of your life. And the man was incredulous. Yes, that's. And so the person that said, okay, let's go to dying man, bring your beautiful daughter with you. And I said, ooh, the daughter, she was fixated on a daughter. I say, here we go. So many stories, like unending stories, but, and that we can bring to our own life too. Our own life, it's not like we want to, you know, focus on us, but at the same time, to this closure, also build trust, because people don't care. We want, before we give solid knowledge, we want to take time to build trust. And so our own difficulties or our own needs, or this Krishna consciousness, it helps build trust. And then people, they are more open to receive more and more, and then more like authoritative knowledge and direct instruction. I want to close this class with a few letters from Srila encouraging his disciple in different area, in different, there was one I did hear, but it's a businessman. He said, yeah, we want to learn to preach to business. Probably the example and I know, I love making allegory. It's going to be relatable to businessmen. It's not going to philosophy. It's going to use their context, their order to preach. We need to know the situation. Listen to them. And then when we listen to Krishna, give us intelligence to their context. So there was a business. Upad was his disciple about how to preach to businessmen. Here is a letter to Kirtanananda in September 12, 1960. We have to present our philosophy in such a way that we understand the importance. That is part of it. To present the truth in a time, place, and upon. I'm going to like smack people with knowledge. I'm smacking you with a bag of a guitar. That won't work. I know that. It doesn't work. So, according to place and person, really want to. And by knowing people, when we build trust, they are a lot more open to knowledge and to be sheltered, you know, like to look for shelter and give us the opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada by giving shelter to others that may, you know, be not as far on the path that have a walk, you know, maybe we have a little bit more, a little bit, and that can be shared with them. There is another one, famous one, Tabu, Jai Balavanta Prabhu, I hope you're doing well, if you're, that you're recovering nicely from anyway, it's a letter to Prabhu. December 13, 1972. My dear Balavanta, accept my blessing. Beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated November 13, 1992. You have noted the content with great care. Good laugh and enjoy your trick, you trick-opponent candidates, especially in front of the college student. That is a very good sign. Now I want that I recruit our men among the intelligent class men, because they are a little educated, or somewhat, or ability. So they will be sometimes a little puff. They will be a little puffed up. But that is all. They are puffed up, that's all right. They did it. We shall have to learn the art to approach men and attract them to apply them to the consciousness process of self-creation. That require much tact and have to expect to meet these dark minds. If he was absorbed in remembering Lord Chaitanya, he called so many intelligent men, even see days and night, to hear themselves himself everything. And if we remember our Krishna mission to explain everything to Arjuna, then Arjuna will fool in this way. Being always tolerant of others and appreciate their point of view, it will be easy matter for us to convince them and graduate us. So you have to got a very good for this kind of preaching work. You to place your public office, that is nice, but that will you how to do it. So speaking, was ready to speak in ways that God will understand. Once again, Atriya Uvacha, thus Lord Brahma, wizard by vibration, try to satisfy the demigod, being pleased with their world of prayer. Hare Krishna, thank you. I'm eager to hear from you. Mother Shri Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. I got very inspired by a few things said. I wanted to share some points that came as you were speaking. One was, I liked how you the guru is not just one, but it's me, and that how we all have responsibility to perfect ourselves as much as possible to be able to share with others and influencers. People are attracted to, they're attracted to poor life. And so we need to have a variety of ways so that we can attract a variety of people. Another thing was about Lord Brahma. He understood, the action, Diti and Kashyapa Muni. It's reminded of a verse, maybe it's not a verse, Bhagavad Gita, just about the so many ways to all the thing that we do and how there's no... there's secret sense, so every Krishna knows everything, but his empowered agents as well. It was beginning when you're speaking about glorifying the before we make our request. Yeah, and if I have a hard time, if I'm glorifying a devotee responds, somebody might say something very nice to me, if I have a hard time to come up with a response, also saying something about it could mean that I'm not spending enough time reflecting these qualities. Mm. So it's a kind of a nice little test, I was thinking, for myself. So just to promote more meditate about this devotee, their mistakes or what I appreciate them. And the last thing was... about speaking in a way, because spoke in a way that they could understand. Such a little words there, but it brought so much. It made me think about Srila Prabhupada was coming. I don't remember which of the two prayers, but where he said, how will I make them stand? And he's praying for empowerment. Ask Krishna, Lord, speak in a way that they will take to Krishna consciousness and how, Lord, He reciprocated with him. Mm. Thank you for your so many points.
Thank you, Arshi. The first point you had, it's like the order from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be a guru, and I appreciate your point, is that I was thinking of, is like each person is going to relate to another, and there is Paul I know, I'm not the one who is going to inspire them in any way. And it's okay because there is some and the more we to develop the qualities is our responsibility that we become attractive to the world. At the same, it's also not to wait to be qualified because it will never be. That's how I feel. If I'm not, yes, I'm not qualified to preach. I'm not, it's just nothing inside Krishna conscious. just where my mind. And still, you know, I receive Srila Prabhupada is qualified. And I can decide, like, okay, I'm glorifying Srila Prabhupada, and I'm going to just be his arm and legs and mouth. And even so, I have no qualification. He can work in any situation, like Lord Krishna envision of deity to desire. And so I appreciate that. And then, there is another one I wanted to repeat. Yeah. Right now, my blank, you're not qualified. Because there's something, he can repeat on everything that's being said. But I really appreciate all that. Kadashi Prabhu.
Malini.
Hare Krishna.
Such an insight speaker. I appreciate your classes. I still remember the last class was about Shiva's Thakur, and you were able to bring their points that how a person. You have definitely in your father's side, but then you have the devotional side. Really. That Helen's statement, I have the Puranas, Itihas, complete the Upanishad, and the other. One translation is old, but the other is also complete. So by your example, how the Puranas actually, because philosophy is philosophy, but here the stories which the Puranas are, Itihas, that they complete. That's how they help us with philosophical points, and we can remember them and remember philosophy on its own for bringing that point. Another point, the part of your class was about prayer, and yet it is amazing that how I have thought how he offers of prayers right here. We're talking. I also was just thought about in Bhagavad Gita when this great, I can think he does not offer prayer to Krishna. He's just like, wow, okay, bring me here, where I'm at. And then he says, then fight. Because we see there's, so is that because a relationship with Krishna, he does not, Krishna has form, he does not know any kind of, that why he hasn't offered any prayers?
Yeah. This morning during japa, I was thinking that. I said, yeah, but if I say that, really Arjuna doesn't offer a prayer of glorification to Krishna. So I went back to the Bhagavad Gita to see, okay, what is that? Later on, Lord, you know, like, Brahma, you know, like, glorify the Lord so much. But at the moment, he's approaching, and I think Prabhupada, like, at the time, Kapapa Pahato Swabhava, it's like a change from a friend revealing his confidence. And to me, like, you go back to Shidari, you know, a Guyama Akyati preacher. And the Guyama Akyati is a real confidence. There, he will not, I don't will be, it's a bus to be in glorification mode. And he's feeling his mind, I'm supposed to fight, and how, you know, all those brothers, they are my teacher, they are my grand, and the woman will be polluted, everything will be sick, and why we will do that? Because even if I win, I'm not going to appreciate it. Really very deeply and vulnerable, and like Krishna's like a coach or like one listening. So it's like, it will not be the same, like glorifying and asking, unfolding his mind in front of Krishna. When I'm helpless here, I'm poor, I'm helpless, I'm what to do. And then
it's basically like friendship, relationship, and after. But that's also another interesting is that he says, I'm surrender unto you, you know what to do. And he says, and I shall not after he says, I surrender unto you.
Yeah.
Govinda, I'm not going to. But again, there's some, I guess, it takes some time between becoming from somebody surrendered. So, yeah.
And if, you know, at the end of this, the chapter, you have me, Krishna is done practicing, not do that. I thought you were surrender, so you say that. You know, in the Western world, it's like we have a tenant with everything. So surrender means like I become blind. Arjuna shyness there. Like he said, like, whatever you say, impossible for me to do. Like to control my mind is because, and I cannot do that. What kind of disciple is that? Thank you for your question and your appreciation. Mother Ekadashi, I know what I wanted to share. Short story. Mother was at the Gurukul, Mother Nataka. She's always, and so she will come with this one or this one. And Mother Nataka, she will always say, okay, tell me something bad about something, someone in your, say three positive about that person. So to pride, like every, you know, think of, you know, a devotee or another, get, oh yes, they're so surrendered or whatever. We always can find trees. Entourage Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad ki jai, go aprimanandi aribo. Oh, Winnie.
Well, that was interesting about the prayers, and maybe this already came up, but usually when you ask for a benediction, you know, and Arjuna wasn't really looking for a benediction, he just wanted to please him. Yeah, fine.
In the beginning of the, we spoke vacation before asking.
Yeah,
so
but
that's,
the
question
part.
Came in text.
Prayers always asking for benedictions, and he wasn't looking for one. Yeah, but of course. You gotta butt it up and then you ask.